Welcome back to a Middle East edition of Gospel Road with your host, Larry Heather. We return to our final conversation with Grant and Barbara Livingston, evangelistic journalists living in the land of Israel as representatives of the Maranatha Evangelistic Association. Grant, when did God give you the vision for the Cedars of Lebanon reforestation project? And which scriptures in Isaiah most directly promise God's intervention on behalf of the Lebanese?
The first question, we had not been able to go into Lebanon for quite a few years. After Major Haddad died, General Lahad took over, and we never formed a close relationship with him. And I was wanting to go in for a long time. Finally, I had the money to do it in 2002, just had enough, and Bruce Balfour came to visit us on that occasion and agreed to go in with me, and we headed for Lebanon, and in the course of our speaking to a Lebanese Mukhtar village governor, mayor, in Jezzin, the Lord prompted me to remember what Barbara and I had seen of the desolation of where the forests had been, and we decided, the Lord impressed on me to ask the Mukhtar if he would consider planting of the cedars in his area, a project for it. And he was eager to. He was enthusiastic. He offered us land for a nursery for the seedlings and place to plant them somewhat higher up. But later, hostility came up from the Hezbollah Iranian mercenaries who are one of the captors of Lebanon. The other principal one is Syria. And between the two of them, they keep the Lebanese by the throat.
So your interest moved up to the area of Bashari, where there's a, it's almost on the northern border of the land promised to the biblical Israel through Abraham, Moses, and the 12 spies that went in. What's your plan now for the Cedars of Lebanon? Are you going to continue to seek to plant these trees?
Well, there's a problem. Both Bruce and I were condemned to not return to Lebanon for 5 years. He ventured back more or less on his own. We had a problem. He was in jail for 2 weeks. I can't get back there to investigate, either with this group or some other, of the Lebanese who are interested in planting, replanting. As a nation, they've been very negligent of replanting, reforestation. But there are individuals very concerned for it, and we plan to search them out, find a reliable group, and do our planting through Lebanese group, like the Bashar, possibly that group.
Grant, you're 81 years of age. What does it feel like to be charged in absentia for spying for Israel by the Lebanese court?
Well, it doesn't bother me a bit, except that I can't get in to help the Lebanese. And our object is to commend to the Lebanese, who are so fond of their national symbol, the cedar, that we hope that getting them involved and helping, raising funds to give toward this project will excite, it has excited interest amongst them. And they've been very disappointed that we've been unable to gather the funds in the first place, and then that the Hezbollah bunch came in and spoiled it.
Now, people can get in touch with this project by going to the internet site www.cedarsoflebanon.ca. That's www.cedarsoflebanon.ca. And they can write Maranatha Evangelistic Association, if you'll get your pen here, Box 1292, Calgary, Alberta, T2P2L2, Canadian checks made out to MEA-Cedars of Lebanon, Maranatha Evangelistic Association, Cedars of Lebanon, or you can call 253-0676. and you can get a hold of the latest information. I believe they're asking for $10 a tree donation, and you can get a special certificate indicating your participation in the program. Barbara, what parting scripture would you like to share with us about God's plan for Lebanon and Israel in the coming days?
I would commend you to read Isaiah 29, 17 to 24. There are a number of prophecies regarding Lebanon in the Old Testament, but this one God gave us to really be encouraged that God does have a wonderful plan for Lebanon. And just read it. It talks about the blind seeing and the deaf hearing. At one point we were able to get 1,700 Bibles into South Lebanon, and so that book, you know, could be read. But Isaiah 29, please read 17 to 24, and you'll be just really excited about what God has in the future for Lebanon and for Israel.
And it says in verse 17, in a very short time will not Lebanon be turned into a fertile field, and the fertile field seem like a forest. In that day the deaf will hear the words of the scroll, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind will see. Once more will the humble rejoice in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for being with us today, Grant and Barbara.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here in Alberta. Praise God. In High River.
We look forward. Grant, thank you for coming as well.
Thank you, Larry. May the Lord interest everybody in the Bible prophecies concerning Israel and concerning the Lebanese part in his plan.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Ah, amen.
That you may prosper.
Amen.
Thank you, the listeners, for being with us this Middle East edition of Gospel Road. We thank you for listening in. May God bless you.
Join us for Gospel Road every Sunday afternoon at 2.